Well, we talked about it after Stephen Colbert's run on The Late Show came to an end on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. On a Friday, he was back on television. He was back on television at Monroe Community Media as a callback to 2015, mm-hmm. 11 years ago, when he did a program only in Monroe.
Yes.
And he called it back. Steve Buscemi was in it talking about like Buscemi's pizza.
Uh-huh.
When he was like giving the stamp of approval because it's Buscemi's pizza.
Yeah.
Jack White, Eminem made an appearance mm-hmm. again. So it was very cool. My question has always been, well, how did this happen? How did Stephen Colbert again end up back on TV in Monroe? Brian Burchette is the media coordinator at Monroe Community Media and joins us this morning. Brian, it's good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What a way to draw attention to Monroe Community Media, huh?
Well, it's been quite an experience, that's for sure.
How did all of this play out? How did all of it start?
Well, it started back in 2015, of course, when Colbert came, before he was on the CBS Late Show, before it even really existed, we knew it was happening. He wanted to get a little preview of what it was like to do a show and came to Monroe, selected us completely out of the blue. And it was funny because when we heard his show was ending, we said, wouldn't it be hilarious if when his show ended, he decided to come back? Lo and behold, we got a phone call. It was very quick.
Wow. And how much coordination was needed with outside teams, you know, publicists and production crews, network representatives to make something like this happen?
We basically, our creative director, Genevieve Benson, she got the email and we just responded. I believe it was just directly to Don Stevens' show.
Okay.
And so you said it happened fast. How fast did all of this come together? Because obviously it was a well-planned show. There were a lot of great bits highlighting all the different things happening in Monroe County over the span of the, yeah. the years that he's been doing the Late Show. And how much of that was done in-house by you guys?
Well, what happened was he brought his crew with him. We were basically running cameras. We were taking care of behind-the-scenes things. But a lot of it was his people coming in, and we assisted them. It was, again, very quick. I mean, we didn't really have a whole lot. If they did a lot of preparation, a lot of it was done on their side, I'm guessing.
Mm. And how do you decide the tone to strike when someone like a Stephen Colbert is involved? I mean, do you lean into humor, maybe local storytelling, something more structured?
Oh, we let him pretty much him and his staff and crew do the heavy lifting on that as well. They definitely had a vision, and they wanted to kind of repeat and enhance what they had done in 2015.
What has been the reaction of people in the county, people in Monroe that have been obviously at the front and center of all of this? What's been their reaction?
We've gotten some great support. We've gotten a huge, wonderful response. It's really brought a spotlight to our station, our local station, and I think to local stations, giving stations like ours a voice again.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and what did this experience kind of teach your team about what's possible for community media moving forward?
It really opens up a lot of doors, I think. It kind of gives us an idea of what really is possible when you take the time and effort, because they came in and really just, you know, opened our eyes as to the way a lot of things happen on network television. It was really fascinating to hear their conversations. So I think it was a learning experience for us, really.
Yeah.
Oh, it absolutely was, yeah.
Yeah, I do want to pick up a little bit on something you said. It draws attention to, you know, local access television and the kind of programming that you do. Is there something that you take away from this feeling like, wow, we do this really well? Or, you know, maybe there's another way that we can look at this, and if our resources allow it, we can kind of do some different things.
I think we're looking at it from that perspective. I think we just recently rebranded. We used to be Monroe Public Access for, mm-hmm. oh, I don't know how many years, since 92.
Yeah.
And we just rebranded as Monroe Community Media, and we're looking to get more active and do more innovative things as much as we possibly can. And I think this is just the beginning. The timing was impeccable. We couldn't have planned that if we tried.
Our plan now is to really, truly be able to give the people of Monroe County who want to be heard their voice. And that is truly our goal, both in our radio and in our television.
Well, it's very cool. It's a very cool story. I thought it was very funny.
Yes.
I love when Genevieve brought out the ham with the sparkler in it. Turns
Action.
Out, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying her reactions were priceless.
They were great. It was a ham radio.
When she
sale.
Told them not to spit on the floor, that was
yeah,
awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That
was hilarious too. It was very funny, and I'm so happy for you guys that you get to be in the spotlight once again 11 years later. After
the timing is just yeah. The timing was just perfect.
It's very great. It's very cool. Brian Burchette, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, you got it. There's a little bit of only in Monroe for you. This is an unbelievable story, too. In 1998, Julia Stewart was the president of Applebee's.
Yeah.
And the then CEO told her that if you're able to turn this company around, if you're able to bring up the sales and
they were struggling
revenue,
at the time.
All of those things, yeah. I'll make you CEO.
Okay.
Well, what did Julia Stewart do? She went out and grew sales 14% annually, year over year. The stock doubled. 3 years later, Stewart went back to ask the CEO to make good on his promise, and he said, no, that's not going to happen. Congratulations.
You're done
great
good,
stuff,
but no.
But you can't have my job.
Yeah.
So Stewart quit. She became the CEO at IHOP. IHOP then went through a similar deal. She went and put them back in the black.
Mm-hmm.
And then she offered to acquire Applebee's, which they successfully did in 2017. She called the CEO of Applebee's and said, hey, remember how we had that conversation? You're fired because we don't need two CEOs.
Goodbye. See ya.
I love that story.
See ya.
I love it. But
you
know what? You
never know.
You never know if it's tongue-in-cheek. Like, if you do this, I'll give you $1 million,
yeah.
Right? You don't expect anybody to make good on it. But then when she went and improved the company
dramatically. Yes.
Dramatically,
I would have gone back and asked for that too. Like, listen, we did have a conversation. Remember what you said? Look what I've done.
And I love the you know, maybe short memory, but I remember all those years ago when you told me no after you told me you would.
This restaurant is, you know, we got too many people here.
Yeah,
it's not, you know, it's too big.
And now you're fired.
And you're gone.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Monday Munchies back in the mix. Crazy Gringo Mexican Cantina. It's coming up on JR Morning.